Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May the 5th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 3 cents, closing at 373 and 3 quarters. July beans down 21 and 3 quarter cents, closing at 1012 and a quarter. July wheat down 8 cents, closing at 463 and a quarter. Tough day in the beans here today. They took out that 46 and a quarter by a penny and a quarter early in the first minute or two off the good exports, immediately traded right back under it. Obviously, we're going to close, 24 cents under it. So, tough day in the grains here today. The fact that we traded over there not only didn't close anywhere near it, but closed under the 1027 level looks really weak in my opinion. There is a little bit of support, just a half cent lower than today's low at 10 and three quarters. A close under that opens up the door for 986. If we close under 986, then I think we're going to back to 955, somewhere in that range. And that may be a good buying opportunity. Now, this was a classic example of good exports and lousy closes in the beans. We haven't talked about that in ages because the exports have just been so bad on the beans. We haven't had any good exports, but this was certainly a case of good exports bringing bad closes. There was rumors floating around that the Chinese were going to sell some of their stockpiles of beans into the market, which means that they might cancel some cargoes that they previously bought. This sounds like a typical Chinese rumor if they're looking to buy something. Now, if we're higher and run this thing up tomorrow or first thing in the morning, my guess is it'll be the Chinese trying to step up and buy this break. If it's legitimate, which I doubt, we'll see lower prices, in my opinion. So it's a 50-50 shot whether this Chinese news is nonsense or whether it's realistic. The wheat tour finished up. They had the final production in Kansas at 382 versus 288 a year ago, so up almost 100 million bushels. Oklahoma 128 against 112 a year ago. You would have thought that the hard wheat would have taken the bigger hit today. It was only down 5 cents in the July, 5.5 in the SEP, where Chicago was down 7.5 cents. I'm not quite sure why they didn't hit the Kansas City harder than Chicago, but that's the way it was here today. So that's about it. Tough closes. The corn could have closed worse. We closed 3 cents off the lows, or 2.5 cents off the lows, but nothing very helpful out here in the long run. The weather looks great. We're going to have a lot of activity today and tomorrow, Saturday. So, the numbers still should be well above average on Monday's report. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.